There is plenty of confusion as locals consider the possibility of horse racing returning to Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Stephen Bannon summed up the tone in the Berkshire County town after Monday night's select board meeting.
Well, there's a lot of people who are just confused, and there are a lot of people who don't want to see racing, and there's some people and many people who do want to see racing, but the most overriding thing is people want clarity, and we don't have clarity right now.
The select board chair says an inquest is underway at the local and state level to find that clarity.
Right now, the town is investigating what licenses and permits exist right now for horse racing at the fairgrounds, and also are waiting to see what's going to happen in the Senate with Bill 101. And are trying to figure out the implications of that bill if it passes.
The intersection of those two levels came from a discovery made by Select Board member Lee Davis, who began investigating after a public hearing July 1st with Sterling Suffolk Racecourse, the company behind the closed Suffolk Downs track in East Boston that is eager to relocate to Great Barrington in the fall of 2020.
That then led into me diving in deeper into 101, S101, and finding what I perceived as a legislative loophole that Suffolk could take advantage of in terms of bypassing local approval because they have a commercial license that was granted to Great Barrington in 1998.
That was the last year Great Barrington hosted racing. Bannon says the town is trying to sort out how lasting what appears to be a community vote on a permanent license for horse racing from the late 90s really is, or even when it happened.
There is no clarity on that. There is the discussion that there was a vote. It's put down as a community-wide vote. I'm not sure what that means. That there could be permanent, could be permanently grandfathered. I'm not sure anything is permanent. So we're really at a loss. We're trying to figure that out.
Davis's concern is about the town losing its voice in the matter.
If it is confirmed, that could potentially show that there will not be a public referendum available to Great Barrington voters. And this is of concern. So what I've been looking into is talking to state legislators and working with them to see if there's a way to amend S101 and any other bill that might come following this to ensure that Great Barrington voters have a say in whether a commercial racetrack comes into Great Barrington.
Davis says she's been in productive talks with State Senator Adam Hines, the Democrat who represents the Berkshires and is a co-sponsor of S101, a revision to the state's horse racing regulations. Hines and fellow Democrat Smitty Pignatelli, Southern Berkshire County's State House representative, published a letter to Great Barrington in an attempt to answer questions around the bill. Again, Bannon.
I think it did contribute and made things a little clearer, but I think as with any legal bill, it's still not as clear as it could be. Not their fault.
Pam Youngquist, a self-identified concerned citizen of Great Barrington, spoke at the meeting. She told WAMC that she and a number of similarly concerned residents came to the meeting over trepidation with the situation and described the state legislator's attempt to clarify as containing, quote, a tremendous amount of ambiguity.
There are concerned citizens all over that are bringing topics and issues from the environment. The fairgrounds itself is on a floodplain next to a federally recognized endangered waterway. There are people who have great issue with the animal cruelty of thoroughbred horse racing. There are people who are tremendously concerned about traffic and infrastructure, particularly for the businesses where many of us shop on a daily basis, that being Big Y and Guido's across from that location, as well as what will it be like to have gigantic horse rigs going through downtown Great Barrington.
As for a larger town forum on the issue, Bannon says it's still too early.
I think the community conversation can't happen or shouldn't happen until we have a very clear picture of what happened in the past and what this bill means.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.